Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, I'd just say your name and your role with the show.
Yeah, my name is Ben Ribbler, and I play Nigel Bottom.
And it's Something Rotten. It's going to be at Toby's Dinner Theater January 20th through March 19th. Thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Now, gosh, I can't recommend the show enough. I think I saw, I actually hadn't seen it until maybe about 5 or so years ago, 6 years ago, something like that. It was down at National Theater, and I thought it was hilarious. It's sort of, I guess, you know, it's sort of like, you remember that movie Amadeus, you know, that he hates that he was born in the time of this genius Mozart, but
yes.
It's sort of the same idea, but with Shakespeare. So give us the basic premise, you know, like who the Bottoms are, you know, why yeah. They hate that dastardly Bill Shakespeare.
Absolutely. Yeah. So Something Rotten is about a pair of playwrights, Nick and Nigel Bottom. And the basic idea is, yeah, they're both trying to write in the age of Shakespeare, and how are you going to beat Shakespeare, right? And Shakespeare's this big kind of like Bowie type Mick Jagger rock star. He's got all these fans. And so, of course, there's that pressure. And so Nick Bottom, one of the playwrights, trying to figure out how to be successful, right? He ends up going to this soothsayer who can see into the future, but he's not really very good at it. So he ends up being like, what is the next big thing in theater? And the soothsayer goes, it's going to be musicals. And so Nick sets out to create the world's first musical. And of course, because the soothsayer isn't very good, he gives them kind of wrong information. So it's like, that's where a lot of the show's humor comes in. It's a really funny show, just like you were saying. And it plays on all sorts of, like, if you know musicals, you're going to love this show. All the little references. It's just, it's very funny. A lot of tap dancing, a lot of spectacle. It's a lot of fun.
Which, just remind us, which Shakespeare works are sort of homaged, or, you know, because you see little hints of what are such famous you know, plays and everything, but you know, without spoiling, right, like the punchlines involved, but you know what I mean, like could you give us a hint of some of the Shakespeare stuff that gets spoofed here?
Oh my god, I mean, well, people quote it all the time, because my character Nigel Bottom is a poet and a big fan of Shakespeare's, and there's a character named Portia who and they both bond over their love of Shakespeare. And so there's But that's the great thing about the show, is like, you have the Easter eggs about Shakespeare. You have, you know, the references to Romeo and Juliet and all the Richards and all this stuff, but it's not necessary for enjoying it. It's kind of like the icing on top of the cake. So that's just one of the things I really love about it, is that there's all these little Easter eggs for fans of Shakespeare and fans of musical theater. But it's like it so presents itself as just a fun time that all the extra things are just like a bonus.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, dish on your co-stars. I guess starting with who is your bottom brother? You know, it's Nick and Nigel. So, who helps form that duo with you?
Yeah, longtime Toby's performer Jeffrey Shankel is my brother Nick Bottom. I'm my older brother, and of course, it's my first show here at Toby's, which has been great. He's been very welcoming. The whole entire cast and crew have been wonderful, and it's been cool seeing how, you know, we play off of each other as brothers as we go through, you know. Our highs and our lows as characters, you know, because there's certainly a lot of support. They're very loving brothers, but of course there's always tension, especially, you know, the one of the big conflicts is they're, you know, low on money, and, you know, obviously they are having trouble coming up with the next big idea, and so there can be a lot of tension there. But it's been interesting seeing how Jeffrey and I navigate those relationships.
Absolutely. And who plays your William Shakespeare? Because I know, you know, the original show was Christian Borle, and he won the Tony for that. I think when I saw it on the national tour, it was Adam Pascal, remember, of Rent fame. And
yes,
like you're saying, it's like a David Bowie, Mick Jagger rock star role. It's got to be one of the most fun roles to play. But who is it in your production?
Yeah, that's Justin Calhoun, another Toby's regular. And he looks like he's having the time of his life with that role. Absolutely. And it's fun playing off of him as well, as you know, because so, it's, that's the fun thing. It really must be a fun role, because you get this, you know, the rock star bits, and he's also, you know, he gets to be charming, but also kind of slimy. That's a really fun dynamic to play against.
Oh, he's definitely the villain of the show.
Yes.
Cool. Well, we've mentioned it a little bit, but let's do a deeper dive into the musical numbers. Name a title or two that, you know, you think are some of the standouts, some of your favorites.
I mean, the big one. One that I think I love it. I'm not even in it. And it's called A Musical. And it's the number when Nostradamus, the soothsayer, is explaining to Nick the future of musicals and what musicals are going to be like. And so it throws, that's the big number where we see and throw all these different references to all these musicals that we know and love. Everything from I don't even want to spoil them. You know, there are some very obvious, there are some less obvious, and I think it'll be a lot of fun for people to be able to pick out. Oh, I know that one. Oh, I know that one. You know, kind of throws that one's a lot of fun. Shakespeare has some great numbers of his own. The big opening, "Welcome to the Renaissance." There are a lot of really good songs in this show. It's hard to narrow it down.
For sure. Well, what do we see? What do we see visually, you know, because we covered the story and the music, but visually, you know, as a visual production, you know, like costume wise, do we get those period costumes? What sort of sets are we at? You know, paint us a visual picture of the visual elements of it.
Yeah, I mean, well, the fantastic thing is that we have the original Broadway costumes in this production. We've been able to get those. And that's really kind of cool. It's literally like stepping into whether it's Josh Grizzetti or John Cariani's shoes, quite literally, who played Nigel professionally in the past. So that you'll be seeing the Broadway costumes when you come see the show.
That's really cool. And what about the
crazy
backdrops?
Fun props. So it looks like a lot of as is the time of the show, it's the Renaissance. So there's a lot of like Tudor kind of styled wall coverings and that sort of thing. And that's something that's coming together as we speak as well.
Awesome. And talk about how, you know, how it's sort of like, I always sort of view something rotten as it's a show that if you love Shakespeare, you'll get a kick out of it because you'll get all the references. But it's also sort of a show, let's say if there's anyone out there that hates Shakespeare because, you know, he's the villain and you guys are, you know, ragging on him and pushing back on him the whole time. So, talk about how sort of it's perfect, whether you love or hate Shakespeare.
I mean, it honestly is perfect. I mean, the second song of the show is "God, I Hate Shakespeare," right? It's a song that Nick Bottom sings about how much she hates Shakespeare. And so that's also the nice thing is you get these two brothers, right? And like my character, Nigel, is very passionate about Shakespeare and takes a lot of inspiration from him. So the people who do love Shakespeare may identify with Nigel and Portia, who both, like I said, bond over their love of Shakespeare and of poetry. And then you have the Nicks of the world, right? And you have all the people who maybe are like read, you know, a Shakespeare play one too many times in high school and never want to see him again. Well, you'll love this as well. You know, the show makes fun of Shakespeare just as much as it compliments him.
Absolutely. And what's your personal experience with the show? Because I know when it was, I guess it was part of that 2015 class, I think it was, on Broadway at least, it was nominated for 10 Tonys, including Best Musical. I think it lost to Fun Home, which, I mean, that was another amazing show. Love that show too. But
yeah,
just like,
tough,
what about you? Did you see it on Broadway? Did you catch the national tour? What was your exposure to it?
Yeah, I mean, I remember when it premiered on Broadway. I actually did not see it in its original production, but I remember instantly already knowing its great sense of humor. I remember seeing, I think I went up to New York right after the Tonys when it was eligible. And I remember there was like a giant billboard and it was like "Loser of Best Musical." And I'm like, that's funny.
That's perfect.
You know, that's a really good sense of humor. And it's very in step with the style of the show. It's a show that is... What I love about it too, a little bit of a sidetrack here, but it's like, it's so irreverent in that way. And it, you know, pokes fun of itself so much, but it's also so very heartfelt and genuine. And I think that's not always an easy balancing act for a show to do, but I think Something Rotten does it really well. But anyway, so that I remember just seeing that. And then a few years ago, just seeing clips, you know, online of Christian Borle, you know, doing a 2020 performance. I remember hearing the song musical on like the Sirius Broadway station and looking into it a little bit more, and then, you know, being cast in this production, really getting to see the show in full and how it operates, you know, in front of my eyes has been really, really cool.
Very cool. And so what tell us a little bit more about your backstory. Like, where did you grow up? Did you say this was your first show at Toby's? I want to know how, you know, your journey a little bit.
Yeah, it is my first show at Toby's. I am Nova, born and raised in Alexandria, still living in Alexandria. But I went to school at George Mason. I've got a theater degree, and I've been working in the DC area since. I just finished a show up at Everyman Theater in Baltimore last year, The Lion in Winter. And now I'm coming down a little bit closer down to Columbia. And I've been, you know, aware. I've worked with some people from Toby's before, not directly at Toby's. And yeah, and I saw auditions for the show come up, and I had a, you know, a good memory of Something Rotten. I was like, I'm gonna go, you know, go out for it, and it's worked out well that I was able to, you know, be a part of this wonderful group. And it's been, like I said, it's been so wonderful getting into the theater, because a lot of these people, you know, have worked with each other for all these shows before, and so it's easy for someone coming into such a tight knit group to not feel welcome. But that didn't happen.
Oh yeah, Toby's is such a great.
It's been a wonderful experience all the way through.
Absolutely. Toby's is such a great place. It's a fixture of Columbia there, and I guess if you were in Baltimore at the Lion in winter, it's not too far away. And by the way, side tangent, real quick. If you guys have, if these listeners have not seen the Lion in winter, it is at least I've seen the, you know, the 68 movie version with Catherine Hepburn and Peter O'Toole and Anthony Hopkins and everybody. Go see it now. Rent it now. It is everything that you love about like the Game of Thrones type castle politicking and all that stuff. It is. I just think it's so, so well done. And that, you know, sort of ties into the Shakespeare vibe too. So that connects.
But anyway, for a Christmas flick. Yeah. Not again? To give Everyman Theater free publicity, but
yeah, Everyman Theater. Go check it out in Baltimore. But in terms of Toby's, well, that's exciting. Yeah, Toby Ornstein and Mark Minnick, yes. Big fan of there. It's a great group up there. And I guess we should mention that it is a dinner theater. So, do you know anything about, you know, the food, the buffet, or just speak in general terms, like, hey, grab a bite while you're here.
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited to see, you know, what they come up with for this show. I know Toby's is wonderful about kind of customizing the experience for the show. The thing is, Something Rotten has some really great opportunities just in its script for exciting menu items and all that sort of thing. And I'm not particularly sure, but I'm sure there's going to be some wonderful options. So you should come on down and see what they got planned.
From what I remember of the show, there's that song about it's eggs and all that stuff. You got to break a few eggs and stuff. So I'm sure they'll have some sort of egg theme or maybe an omelet. You know what I mean? Who knows? Who knows?
I use that song to cook eggs. They have like detailed instructions in one of the songs about how to make an omelet. It's actually it's very helpful in that way.
Definitely. And so, yeah, there's so many options. I can't speak for, you know, the chefs there, Toby's. I don't know exactly what will be on the menu, but there's like you're saying, there's endless possibilities based on the songs.
It should be something fun for sure.
All right, cool. Well, thanks for joining us. I mean, I have plenty to work with, but before we run, I always like to end, like, pretend that I'm not even here and you're just speaking directly to the listeners, you know, hey, DC, Maryland, Virginia, whatever. Hey, DMV, I guess we'll say, come check us out. It's going to be a really fun time.
That's good. All right. So, hey, DMV area, Columbia area, come on down to Toby's Dinner Theater. Come see Something Rotten. I play Nigel Bottom. The show is a blast. It is funny. It is heartfelt. Tons of dancing, tons of spectacle. If you're into musical theater or Shakespeare, or if you're not into musical theater or Shakespeare, you're going to have an awesome time. We run, I believe, January 20th to March 19th. So get tickets now because they are going pretty fast, but it's going to be a great show. Hope to see you there.
Yes, absolutely. Hey, thanks for doing this. This was fun.
Yeah, absolutely. Same here.
All right. Be well. Bye.
Hey, you as well. Bye-bye.